Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Welcome to Murondoy.
Murondoy celebrates its 10th anniversary, making it the longest running radio serial drama in Guyana and the Caribbean. We thank God, our sponsors, board, staff, volunteers, writers, actors, production team, facilitators, and web hosts for making this milestone possible. Special thanks to our many listeners in over 40 countries. Murondoy proudly upholds the radio drama tradition in Guyana and provides employment for many of our youths in the performing arts. You can support Murondoy, a behavior change communication NGO. Give us a call in 231-2588 or 231-4417 and look out for Cheap and Sweet, a television sitcom produced by Murondoy, celebrating 10 years of service to Guyana.
Choices, changes, life's reality.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
Tis the season, tis the reason, Hot Republic, we make Christmas happen. Add a splash of great rates, online applications, a dash of full financing. Wait, but something missing, sprinkle in a cash prize, scoring some quick approvals, all the ingredients to make Christmas happen.
This Christmas, take advantage of 95% financing for new borrowers, 100% financing for repeat borrowers, competitive rates, and more. It's true, all the right ingredients too.
Make Christmas happen.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Here are some important tips to ensure you can collect your winnings when you play any of our lottery games. When you buy your ticket, write your name and address legibly on the back. This way, no one can steal your ticket and claim that it is theirs. Don't let your terminal ticket get wet and store it in a cool, dry place, as the thermal paper can turn black if you don't. Watch the results on NCN Channel 11 daily at 20 hours and check the newspapers. Call our hotline on 226-0753 or check our Facebook page. If your winnings are $25,000 or below, you can collect from your local agent. If the amount is over $25,000 to $100,000, you must visit our regional offices in Georgetown or Berbice. If you win over $100,000, please visit our head office. You will receive a receipt if your ticket is not a winner. You will also receive a receipt if your ticket wins. Please ensure you collect your receipt, as it is proof of your transaction. You have up to 90 days to collect your winnings. Only players 18 years or older can play or redeem lottery tickets. Enjoy playing our games! And remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank, constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Catalina arrived early for the village council meeting and invited James to her upcoming birthday party. At the meeting, James informed members that the regional chairman was interested in visiting Murondoy. He later dropped Catalina home. Rhonda was in a depressed mood as she had not heard from Aubrey, but this changed when he called. As we return, June has picked up Lucille at the airport.
Oh boy, it's so good to be home. The cold was getting too much for me.
Glad to have you back, Mom. Even though I don't know why you chose Christmas morning to come back.
The flight was full, June, so I wasn't the only one.
I hate to drive this eastbound road so early in the morning.
Why didn't you just let James drive?
I couldn't get him to budge. He was up late and had a bowl of pepper pot before he went to bed.
Well, then...
You'll have to help me prepare the lunch.
Will your father be there?
Not to help prepare the lunch.
Well, at least he got some sense and moved out of that horrible Sister Patsy's house. I don't know how long he will inconvenience you and James, though. Lost his mind moving in with that woman in the first place.
Well, their relationship was only platonic.
Matters not. People will assume it was more than that.
All right. Well, that's all for now. No use moaning about it. Did you at least enjoy your stay?
I did.
I'm glad.
I had some good news for the Restoration Committee. Not only did a number of Morondians pledge their monetary support, but they discussed the idea of having a village day and reunion next year. They all want to come home.
That will be great.
It sure will.
Anybody talking about coming back home to live?
Oh, yes. I've heard a lot of that. The idea of the Plan of Action for Regional Development has many of them excited.
Well, that's positive. Because if we have more people coming back, then it's more money to circulate, which can boost the region's economy.
That's right. As for the region's emblems and flags, some suggested a competition among the youth. And remember the Sugdios from Pittman Avenue?
Oh yes, Randy and Nirmala.
Right. They want to give a prize of a computer and printer.
Oh, there you go. Aren't you happy you agreed to be on the Restoration Committee now?
I suppose I am. At least I'll see that it is run efficiently.
Finally home.
Oh, thank heavens.
I figure you want to freshen up before coming over.
Yes, of course. What's the menu for lunch, though?
Baked chicken, grilled fish, ham, macaroni and cheese, baked potatoes, seasoned rice, lamb chops, and green salad.
Sounds like we're feeding the village. You made garlic pork?
How could I not? With James?
Well, you're right.
All right. I'll help you take up the suitcase and then I'll go home.
Okay.
All right, Mom. I'll see you in a bit.
Yes, dear. I hope your father doesn't act like a fool when I come over there.
All right. See you soon.
Next hour.
June?
Cecil?
Lucia?
What are you doing here?
You're listening to VOG as we continue to bring you more Christmas programming.
Hi,
hon.
How
are you doing? Are you having a great day? How's the pepper pot?
Merry Christmas, dear. How was the airport run?
It was all right, but I might have done something terrible.
What?
I didn't tell Dad that Mom was coming back today. And I didn't tell Mom he had moved back in.
What?
You think I should call to make sure they haven't killed each other?
Why would you not tell them?
Because I'm tired of the way they go after each other. They need to resolve their issues and move on.
But keeping crucial information like living arrangements from them will not help the situation. I hope no one ends up hurt.
Oh, shooks. I'm sure it's one of them. Can you answer? Tell them I'm down in the yard or something.
Why are you trying to involve me?
James, please.
Hello.
Where is June?
She's in the yard.
Why didn't she tell me that her mother's coming back today?
Give me that. Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Carter. Welcome back.
Where is June?
She's in the yard.
My father's ready to bite my head off. Why didn't she tell him I was returning today? I had no idea and moved back into the house.
I don't know, Mrs. Carter. Hello? Hello?
What happened?
As you guessed, they're fighting.
Oh, gosh. You think I should go over there?
Well, it's your fault.
Well, look here. Grate the cheese and turn on the oven. I'll be back in a minute.
Well, take your time.
I'm not staying in this house with you.
By all means, leave. Run back to Patsy if that's what you want.
Mom? Dad?
June, why didn't you tell me she's returning today?
Why didn't you tell me he was living here?
Because I thought two civilized human beings could have a civil conversation.
June, it is not your place to try to fix this.
You have not even tried, Dad.
Foolish man.
Mom, you're not helping.
And this is the person you want me to reconcile with.
Leave if that's what you want to do.
Thank you. I'm going to pack my bags.
No, Dad. Stop.
Let him go, June. Let him run back to Patsy if that's what he wants.
Is that what you want to do, Dad?
I cannot go back to Sister Patsy's house.
Well, you cannot stay with James and me either. I am not going to be part of this anymore.
Thank you, June. I'm sure I can find a friend to welcome me.
What an embarrassment. turning up at someone's house to beg lodging on a Christmas morning.
Dad, is this what you really want?
I have no choice.
You do have a choice. You have a home.
June, let him go. I have made it this far, and I will continue to survive.
Very well.
Stop it. No one is moving anywhere.
I am not staying here.
Dad, why don't you stay downstairs and leave Mom upstairs?
No. If he wants to leave, let him go.
It won't take much for her to come down there to nag me.
Mom, can you promise to leave Dad alone?
I'm not going to present myself where I'm not wanted.
Very well.
June.
Yes?
What you said to them?
We'll talk about it later. Right now, I just want to have a nice lunch. Can you check the chicken for me?
Okay, dear.
How long will it be, June? I'm starving.
Almost done, Mom.
Your father's driving me mad. I can't bear to sit there and look at him much longer.
Mom, please. You promised to do this for me. This is a time of the year for family. Jonelle and Jason are not here. Can you just try to tolerate Dad so that I can have some pleasant memories of this day?
I need a drink.
Mom.
What do you have in this refrigerator? Great. Coconut rum. I'll take it.
Mom.
Mrs. Carter.
This is what that man has driven me to. The bottle.
Lunch almost ready, June?
Yes, Dad.
Great.
Cecil, are you proud of yourself? This is what you have driven me to. Very soon I will be a raging alcoholic.
For heaven's sake, Lucille.
Give yourself a round of applause. You have managed to destroy me.
Seriously, Dad?
James, what is so funny?
Nothing, Mrs. Carter. June, I'm going to... I have a bottle of red wine in the clinic.
Right.
Haven't you embarrassed yourself enough, Lucille?
Oh. Look who's talking June? About embarrassment. The man who took up with it with Charlotte.
Mom!
I will not be silenced.
Both of you out of the kitchen now. If you all want to leave, fine. Just go. I am tired of this nonsense.
June? Well, we're all gathered, finally.
Can we just eat?
June, is there anything you want to say?
No, James. Let's just eat.
Well, this is a time of year for family, and I would just like to say that... it's good to be part of this family.
Is that it, James?
This is the man's house. Let him speak.
Mom, how much of that coconut rum did you drink?
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you, James.
Same to you, son.
May the new year bring joy and tranquility. And may the bowels of men who disrespect their wives and parade with village harlots be stubborn!
What? Goodness, Lucille!
Mom!
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Do you need financing to start up your business or to expand your existing one? Under the LCDS Micro and Small Enterprises Development Project at the Small Business Bureau, you may be eligible for a low-interest loan. Applying for financing is easy. Find out whether you qualify for financing under the MSED project by calling the SBB on 225-3276 or 227-1439.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.